Hello.
My name's Mark Tussey, president of OPEX Leadership LLC, where we help you achieve operational excellence through lean transformation. Thanks for tuning in to my April 2011 podcast, my first, where today I'll talk about keys to sustaining what you've gained through your lean rollout activities. Have you ever visited a workplace where, say, 6-9 months ago, they'd held a Kaizen event or other lean rollout activity, and since then, virtually everything they gained during that activity has disappeared?
The efficiency and quality they'd improved through the rollout of standardized work, virtually gone. They're no longer following the processes they'd made. The visual control, the resource management, and the cleanliness they'd achieved through the rollout of 5S, gone by the wayside. The inventory, the work in process, the finished goods, all piled as high or higher than they were before you even had the event. Well, what has happened? What could have been done differently to make sure those gains were sustained and even improved upon?
Well, in my experience, there are four key principles, four methods that when combined with worksite rollout activities can start to build what you need to drive a lean transformation, to build the true continuous improvement learning culture that you're looking for.
The first of these keys is the Gemba Support Organization,
an organization of people who support at the worksite the problem-solving and improvement activities of the workplace team, those who add value to the product or service you provide every day. This is the right structure with the right personnel who support rapid problem-solving close to the source. This includes someone who can respond to immediate worksite help requests, as well as a group of people who can work on longer-term issues. The second key is transparent local performance measurement and problem solving. These are direct workplace performance measurements recorded by the workers at the workplace against established targets. These targets are shared with the Gemba support organization, and the problem-solving efforts are focused on improving these measures. Third is visual management and process control. Current best practices at the worksite are clearly and visually documented, and they're audited by those who perform these processes every day. Here's where a lot of the lean tools and methods come into play, the ones that you rolled out during your event, such as standardized work, 5S, and Kanban and other inventory control methods. These current best practices are documented, posted at the point of use, and that makes it easy to assure at a glance that they're being complied with. The last of the four, and probably the most important, is Gemba leadership. Leaders at all levels regularly visit the worksite and observe performance, problem solving, and improvement activities. They use this Gemba activity to give positive feedback, as well as to learn how to improve the speed and quality of the problem solving and continuous improvement process. Now, of course, these four activities, these four principles, can't be something that are just done during a Kaizen event or other rollout activity. No, these principles are designed to help build a sustainable continuous improvement environment and must be practiced every day in order to drive an effective lean transformation. Naturally, we can't, in a four-minute podcast, cover all of the details necessary for you to be able to roll this out in your worksite. If you would like to learn more, though, you can get a free copy of my short ebook, Sustain Your Gain, Keys to Sustaining and Improving Your Lean Implementation Results, by visiting www.opexleadership.com or by emailing me at info@opexleadership.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Tussey, and please join me for next month's OPEX Leadership Podcast.